Welcome back to Kingdom in the Chaos. I'm so glad you're here today. We're diving into a topic that I think hits every single one of us at some point. Waiting. Waiting for answers. Waiting for healing. Waiting for doors to open or close. And let's be honest, waiting isn't easy. It can feel heavy. It can feel frustrating. And even endless. But here's the good news. God has something powerful to say about waiting. And His word reminds us that no season is wasted. Today, we're going to lean into that truth and remember together that God's timing is always perfect. So take a deep breath and say this prayer with me. Father, we come to you today with hearts that sometimes feel restless and weary in the waiting. You see every tear, every longing, every question that lingers. Lord, we confess that sometimes we rush ahead or get impatient when things don't move at the pace that we want. But today we choose to surrender our timelines and our expectations back to you. Teach us to rest in your timing, to trust in your plan, and to see waiting not as wasted time, but as sacred space where you are working in us and around us. Strengthen us to hold on to hope and peace in every season. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's verse is Ecclesiastes 3:1. For everything, there's a season and a time for every matter under heaven. Waiting is hard. It can be really, really hard, especially when your heart is eager for change. It's eager for answers. It's eager for relief. You want things to move forward, to see progress, to step into something new. But Ecclesiastes reminds us that there is a time for everything under heaven. Every season. That means growth, rest, pain, healing, joy. It all has its place. And it all unfolds according to God's perfect plan. Even when it feels like you're stuck in the hardest parts, you can hold on to the truth that God's timing is never off. God is never late, and He's never early. His timing is always exactly right. Even when it doesn't match our calendars or our expectations, sometimes the waiting feels like it's stretching on forever, and it's tempting. It's tempting to rush ahead or get frustrated. But God is working quietly behind the scenes in ways we can't yet see or understand. He's preparing. He's shaping. He's orchestrating every detail for your good and for His glory. The delays, the pause, the seasons of stillness, they're not empty or wasted moments. So when impatience creeps in to your heart, or when your heart grows weary, just pause and remind yourself of this beautiful truth. God's timing is perfect. Rest. Rest in the season you are in today, knowing that it's exactly where you need to be. Trust that the next chapter is coming, and it will be worth the wait. God, waiting isn't easy, but I choose to trust your perfect timing. Help me to be patient and to rest in this season you've placed me in. Remind me that you are working all things together for my good. Even when I don't understand, give me peace as I wait on you. In Jesus' name, amen. What I want to leave you with today: what part of your life feels like it's in waiting mode? Write about how trusting God's timing can change the way you experience this season. Now, friends, if you are in a season of waiting right now, take heart. God hasn't forgotten you. He hasn't missed his moment. He is faithful, and his timing is perfect. Your season matters, even when it feels slow or heavy. So instead of rushing ahead or giving in to frustration, take today as an opportunity to rest in him. Let his peace fill the gaps where impatience tries to creep in. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today on Kingdom in the Chaos. If today's message encouraged you, I'd love for you to share with a friend who might be struggling in their waiting season too. Let them know that they aren't alone, and remind them that God has not forgotten them either. Until next time, keep leaning in to the one who makes beauty out of every season. This is Kingdom in the Chaos, and I'll see you tomorrow.